Hello everybody, welcome to a new edition of Rai Argentina to the world in English. This is lockdown edition number 2, meaning that I'm making this show again entirely from home as part of the pandemic situation with coronavirus. Rai has been working from home. All of us Rai personnel, Rai staff has been working from home for the past month. This is Fernando Farias and I'm bringing you this lockdown edition number 2 of Rai Argentina to the world in English that you can find on our website rai.com.ar as a podcast episode, in addition to this being broadcast via the shortwaves of WRMI, because our programs remain on the airwaves of WRMI. In the case of this program in English, our timetable is Tuesdays through Saturdays at 1 a.m. UTC time, 1 through 1:30 a.m. UTC time on the frequency of 9,395 kHz. For the full timetable with all of the languages of RAE, 8 in total, check our website rae.com.ar, especially if you haven't tuned in on RAE for a couple of weeks, because we've got a new timetable corresponding to the A20 period. For this second edition of the lockdown programs of RAE Argentina to the world in English, we'll have an interview, the first of a series of talks with Argentines around the world telling us how they are going through the lockdown or the pandemic wherever they are. And for the first chat, we'll be talking to an Argentine in Iceland, in Reykjavik. In addition to that, we'll listen to some music and we'll be sharing some of the latest news regarding coronavirus here in Argentina. Remember that concerning coronavirus, RAE offers listeners around the world and users around the world a translated edition of the daily report issued by the Ministry of Health of Argentina regarding coronavirus. The ministry issues a report informing the number of new confirmed cases, number of tests that were carried out, where these cases are located throughout the country, and also the number of deaths and some details about those casualties. This is a report that RAE translates into 7 foreign languages every day, and this information is available on rae.com.ar. Okay, folks, we're gonna talk now to an Argentine who's in Iceland, and we're gonna start doing this for the coming weeks as long as we are doing these lockdown edition programs of RAE Argentina to the world. And for the first contact, we're gonna be talking to an Argentine in Iceland. I have the pleasure of being in touch with Julián Burgos, who's in Reykjavik. Hello, Julián.
Hi, Fernando. It's very good to hear you.
How's it going? All right?
Yeah, very good. We're going very good.
Well, thank you for this contact. Why don't you start telling us first a little bit about yourself, where you're from originally here in Argentina, and how you ended up in Reykjavik, I suppose you are.
Yes. So I'm originally from Capital Federal, from Buenos Aires, although I live... I basically grew up in Ecuador, and then I also live many years in the U.S. But I am a marine biologist, and after finishing my studies in the U.S., I got a position at the Marine and Freshwater Research Institute here in Reykjavik. So I've been here almost for 11 years, together with my wife Nancy and my son Elias.
Well, how you guys hanging in with the lockdown? What's the situation with the coronavirus pandemic over there in Iceland right now?
So in Iceland, we're lucky that it has been less problematic than in many other places in Europe. In Iceland, I think we have so far 8 people dead from COVID-19. And the government was fairly quick in responding to the threat. They've been doing a lot of testing of the population, and they also established some social separation rules that were not as strict and in other places, but they seem to be enough for the Icelandic case to have controlled the pandemic. The infection rates in the last few days has been going down, and the government is expecting that some of the social separation rules will be relaxed by May 4th. So things are slowly going better.
You said it's not the lockdown in Iceland is not as strict as in other parts. What do you mean? What exactly has been shut down and what hasn't been shut down in the context of the lockdown in Iceland?
Yeah. So in Iceland, in the first few days, the government blocked like big public events and did not allow for gatherings of more than 100 people. Later, that become gatherings of more than 20 people were forbidden. The high schools and universities were closed, but the kindergartens and the elementary school remained open, although classes were not allowed to have more than 20 kids in every classroom. So what happened in practice is that schools split their students. So kids were going for halftime during the day. And then, restaurants and gyms and bars, things like that were closed. But we were not mandated to be at home, so it was not a strict quarantine. We can leave home as long as you keep away from other people. Basically. So it's not as strict as in other places, I think.
And why do you think that was? Because the pandemic did not hit Iceland as bad, or because people were afraid of these measures being too strict?
There was actually some criticism to the government because some people were thinking that the government should be responding with more strict regulations. But I think what happened is that they cut the virus very soon after it came into the country, and they were Iceland sort of became famous in the media lately because the amount of testing that they were doing.
It's the highest in the world, apparently. 10% of the population being tested already.
I think if it's not the highest, it's almost the highest. I think the Faroe Island is also very high. So that allowed the government to get a very good view of how the disease was spreading through the country. And the fact that the pandemic is controlled and coming down suggests that, they knew what they were doing and the measures were the right ones.
Mm-hmm. So there is, in your opinion, there is no idealization or romanticization of the Icelandic handling of this as it's been portrayed in the media, that always Iceland is put as the example in many ways, and in this pandemic, it has also been put as the example of how to respond and how to test. There is no exaggeration in that regard.
Well, there's I think a little bit of exaggeration. I think the Icelandic case is good, but we were lucky that the population of Iceland is very small, in Iceland is also a country that, because of the geographic position and the fact that you have sort of almost climatic or weather emergencies very often, there's already an infrastructure in place for dealing with civil safety. So that allowed Iceland to become, to take the pandemic in a better shape maybe than other countries.
Julian, I wanted to ask you something about, I mean, you're a marine biologist, and I wanted to ask you about the impact of this last month of lockdown that practically the entire world is in. We've seen some media coverage of wildlife returning to places that where wildlife hadn't been seen for ages. Is this an exaggeration? Is it too soon to assess the impact of most of the economic activity of the world coming to a halt on wildlife, or it is accurate what is going on, like seeing fish, loads of fish in the Paraná River, for example, or condores in the windows of apartments in Santiago? Are these, in your opinion, isolated events, or is this actually a consequence of a month of lockdown?
No, I think it's definitely some effects. I mean, you mentioned a couple of cases, and there are many other reports of which you expect, because nature is fairly resilient, and when human activities diminish or stop, then sort of nature takes back. But if we go back to the same level of consumption and the level of human activities after the pandemic, then all these effects will disappear. So these are very localized effects in time and in space. So if we want to have a more permanent change and improvement in the situation of the natural world, then we need to make much more profound and more permanent changes in our economic and political systems. This is making an effect, but if we if we go back to the same activities as we had before, then it will make no difference, in my opinion.
Julian, final question: when was the last time you were here in Argentina? Are you staying in touch with your family, friends here in the country? How they hanging in the context of the lockdown, in the context of the pandemic? What can you tell me about that personal aspect?
Well, I have not been in Argentina for a few years now. Every year we say that we need to go back, but for one reason or another, we have not done it. But I keep in contact with my family, my sisters in Argentina, and they, and also my sister in Israel, and they're all doing fine. Everybody's worried about how the situation is developing, and also what will the economic consequence of all this, and how the country will be in the near future. But they're doing fine, and we're basically all hoping for the best outcome possible.
Okay, Julian, that was great. Thank you very much for this contact. Hang in there and stay safe and stay at home.
Yeah, thank you, Fernando. The same for you. And I hope that everyone is take care of themselves and be the best. Yeah, the best possible.
Thanks a lot. That was Julian Burgos, an Argentine marine biologist who is living in Reykjavik, Iceland. This is the lockdown edition of RAE in English, coming to you via WRMI, and it is also available on rae.com.ar, a program completely made at home as part of the measures that most of the world is adopting to face the coronavirus pandemic. And now it's time for music that has been selected specially for this program by our producer Silvana Avellaneda. Let us listen now to a little bit of folk music with Rally Barrio Nuevo, Samba y Acuarela.
con tu pollera que vuela. Bailo esta samba sin prisa, tus movimientos me llevan como un cometa en la brisa. Tus movimientos me llevan como un cometa en la brisa. Ya me estoy acomodando en este instante del tiempo. Tus pies dan vueltas y vueltas, tus labios los besa el viento. Tus pies dan vueltas y vueltas, tus labios los besa el viento. Esta samba hecha miel distancia, quiero hacerte el amor en las mañanas de Santiago, pintar con tu acuarela mis ocasos. Quiero hacerte el amor en las mañanas de Santiago, amanecerme samba entre tus brazos.
Samba, sigo asentado en tu pecho, te enredo con mi pañuelo, me enredas con tu silencio, te enredo con mi pañuelo, me enredas con samba hecha miel. Se hace una hoguera en la distancia. Quiero hacerte el amor en las mañanas de Santiago, pintar con tu acuarela mis ocasos.
Quiero hacerte el amor en las mañanas de Santiago, amanecerme samba entre tus brazos.
We were listening to Rally Barrio Nuevo with Samba y Acuarela, a little bit of folk music here as part of this special lockdown edition program of RAE Argentina to the World in English that we are recorded from home. This is music that has been selected by our producer Silvana Villaneda. And now after listening to this song by Rally Barrio Nuevo, I'm thinking that the coronavirus pandemic has hit Argentina exactly after the summer music festivals season had come to an end. The Vendimia Festival in Mendoza which is the last one of a series of concerts, loads of them all over the country during the summer months in January and February, and into the first weeks of March, was practically unaffected by this, that, as you surely know, has brought to a halt the world's music, tourism, and gastronomic activity almost entirely. But all of these folk festivals that bring together loads of people, they have their high season during the summer, and that season of festivals was untouched by the pandemic that started hitting Argentina in mid-March. Well, let us go over some of the latest news regarding this week's news regarding coronavirus in Argentina. Big story this week is a trip by a flight of Aerolíneas Argentinas, that is Argentina's flag carrier, the state-run airline, that has sent a plane to China, to Shanghai, to bring much-needed medical supplies, tons of medical supplies. And it made a stopover in Auckland, in New Zealand, after flying over the Pacific Ocean, the South Pacific Ocean, over the island of Pascua and the French Polynesia. It made its stopover this past Wednesday, April 15, in Auckland, and then it continued its journey north to China, to Shanghai. It's a specially converted Airbus 330-200 to bring cargo. It's usually it's basically a passenger's aircraft that has been converted by Aerolíneas to bring all the supplies. The crew is very small, has been kept to a minimum. 4 commanders, 8 co-pilots, 4 technicians, and an additional assistant that, according to this news wire issued by the Telam state-run news agency, are to remain on board of the plane at all times to respect social distancing measures. This first connection between Argentina and China to bring medical supplies to fight the pandemic of coronavirus in the country is reaching Argentina this Saturday, April. It's April 18, with 13 tons of supplies. But it's not going to be the first. It's not going to be the last, flight between Argentina and China to bring supplies. There's going to be at least 2 per week starting now. This has been confirmed by the CEO of Aerolíneas Argentinas, Pablo Seriani. This was a big story this week in Argentina. Basically, Aerolíneas has repurposed itself to provide this service. Basically, no airline is operating for carrying passengers. There's no tourism anywhere in the world, or practically nowhere in the world. Other stories related to coronavirus in Argentina this week, this past Wednesday, April 15th, it became mandatory in the city of Buenos Aires to wear a face mask when you go to the street for the few activities people are allowed to do in the street. There is a mandatory lockdown in Argentina, but you can go out for buying groceries, for buying medicines at the pharmacy, and to walk your dog. Apart from that, you have to work in one of the essential services areas. But other than that, you can't go out. But when you do go out in the city of Buenos Aires, it is mandatory to wear a face mask. Otherwise, you can be fined. It doesn't have to be a medical face mask. As a matter of fact, it is forbidden to sell those specific face masks which are supposed to be reserved for medical staff, for nurses and for people working in hospitals. What citizens are supposed to do is to wear their homemade makeshift face masks using whatever they have. For example, when I go out to buy the groceries, I use an old shirt of my little daughter that she has grown out of, and it's perfect because it looks like a face mask. You have to add like a little filter inside, like a napkin, like a paper napkin that you are supposed to dispose when you come out from the street, then wash the face mask and reuse it, adding this another new filter, in this case a paper napkin. Well, this procedure has become mandatory for citizens of Buenos Aires this past Wednesday, April 15. The government of the city of Buenos Aires may be requiring also for people over the age of 70 to hold a special permit to be in the street in the coming days, a decision that is sparking some controversy over the past few hours. And regarding the lockdown, almost a week ago, President Alberto Fernández announced that we were entering into the control phase or the managed phase of the lockdown, of the quarantine, with some parts of the country without community circulation of coronavirus, lifting the social distancing measures and lifting partially the lockdown. President Fernández said that it was going to be up to the provinces, after discussing that with local authorities, with mayors, when, how and where to implement the lifting of the restrictions. This partial lifting of the quarantine is going to start apparently next week in several parts of Argentina, but certainly not here in Buenos Aires and in the greater Buenos Aires, which is where most of COVID-19 cases in Argentina have been confirmed. And with this, we come to the end of this second lockdown edition number 2 of RAI Argentina to the World in English, made entirely from home. I'm recording this in my home studio in the neighborhood of Montserrat. I'm Fernando Farias, and I've done this with the support of producer Silvana Villaneda and RAI's director Adrián Corol, in addition to Julián Cortés, who's doing all the web production. Thank you very much for being there. Thank you very much for listening to RAI. Remember, we are on the shortwaves on WRMI, and you can also find our programs and a lot of content on RAI.com.ar. Hang in there, stay safe, stay at home, and see you next time.